This is the King's Speech for the Thursday morning podcast. It's the 26th of February, 2015. You're listening to King, and yeah, it's been a while since I've submitted in a podcast. It's been pretty busy. I've been really busy at work, and I haven't really had much time. So, you know, I got 9 hours at work, and then when I get home, I've got to get prepared for the gym. That's my life right there. Basically no social life whatsoever. So, the only times I have anything to get off my chest is really talking to friends over the phone or to this podcast, talking to myself. But it's just, I think it's good. You know, it's like a diary, you know, a log or something. I was just driving to work and couldn't help noticing that there's a lot of roadworks going on, you know, around Melbourne. Yeah, that's fine. You know, there's always gonna be roadworks in rush hour. When everyone's trying to get to work, you know, 8 a.m. or whatever. They start pretty early. They start, what, like at 7 or something? 7 or 8. Yeah, that's cool. That's road work. But I couldn't help noticing a certain demographic that is within the construction team. And yeah, you've guessed it. It's fucking young girls in the young 20s. You know, in the early 20s, working. And, I swear to fucking God, like, they look fucking useless. They stand around, man, and they're fucking walking around with skinny jeans on. Okay, skinny jeans on. And they've got their hair done, they got their makeup on and shit. Fuck. You know what I mean? And they've got like their fluoro top on. You obviously need that, your high vis jack. And they're fucking standing around with their phones in their hands, doing nothing. Fucking nothing. You know? It's just killing me. Cause I'm in the industry. And I just keep wondering like how much are they getting paid, and how many fucking guys do they reject so they can bring a fucking girl onto the team just because of the fact that she's a girl and they want diversity and all that crap into it. It just kind of annoys me, you know, a little. So, I was pretty upset with seeing that. I know, it's weird, right? Getting upset by just, like, seeing certain demographic just kind of slowly take over. And it's so fucked because I'm looking it up on Google, and people are really, really for it, you know? They're really supporting that shit. You've got the CFMEU, which is the, you know, the construction union people, you know, support women in construction. Women work all sorts of jobs in the construction industry. They are crane operators, carpenters, scaffolders, painters, traffic controllers, and construction cleaners. They operate on heavy plant on civil jobs and are increasingly involved in Australia's resource sector. So I'm just thinking, like, a lot of women apparently become tradies and traffic controllers and a fucking crane operator. If you guys don't know what a fucking crane is, it's a massive, very expensive piece of machinery, you know? And it can kill you. One fucking mistake and it'll kill you. You've got to realize here that Women are good at reading shit and then basically, reporting it or presenting it. So, for example, if you go to Bunnings or like Home Depot, version of an Australian version of Home Depot, who are you gonna trust more? The man who's like in his what, mid-40s or whatever, and he's even in his 30s, or you're gonna trust that young chick that can just read shit off the fucking labels and then present it to you, present you what this product does, what the dimensions are, what the functions are and all that. I can say 100% of you, in the back of your head, you're gonna fucking trust the man. Because it's not about like reading it. It's not about just reading it off the catalog, Okay, I know this has nothing to do with trades yet, but I'm getting there, okay? It's not about just reading it off a catalog and then presenting, because anyone can fucking do that. What it is about is experience, okay? Do you know how fucking important that is? This is second nature to the men. I mean, you look at a guy at like one of the senior salesmen or something, He's obviously a senior because he's got so much experience, and maybe he's just like got injured or something, and now he wants to work at a Home Depot. An Australian version of it. So he's got, it's about experience. You go up to him and he will go thoroughly through the product, how to use it, what's his experience with it. Say he's using like a leaf blower or like a chainsaw, you know what I mean? Or even a shovel or anything. How many women do you fucking see walking around chainsaws, fucking cutting down trees and shit with it? How many fucking chicks do you see around with leaf blowers and, I don't know, and fucking carpentry tools? Fucking cutting up stacks and stacks of timber studs. Timber frames, setting up timber frames and fucking nailing the noggings. You don't see any, man, because it's just not nature. It's not natural to them. And that's fine. I don't fucking get how society is so focused on trying to get a demographic to get more involved in a male-dominated industry. You don't see that with the other way around, do you? You don't see fucking society trying to get men involved with nursing, or fucking babysitting or some shit, or even teaching. Teaching is female dominated these days. And like there are no fucking scholarships handed out for education, for like, education degrees, diplomas. No, there aren't any. But there are so many for fucking military, navy, air force, army, police force, fire, the fire brigade, paramedics, fucking support for women in construction, in big name roles, like trying to get them into like CEO positions and all that. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking like we're a place in a society where your skills are basically looked past. Your employer or whatever government and shit, they're looking past your skills. And rather than your skills, they're looking at your fucking color of your skin or whether you got a dick or not. And if you don't have a dick, then, off you, come on in, you know what I mean? And if you do have a dick, then you fucking off you go. Because apparently we need more women in construction. Fucking newsflash, no, we don't. Women have no fucking interest in that shit. I kid you not. They have no interest. And interior design is not fucking construction, all right? For you fuckers out there who think interior design. Yes, interior design, a lot of females are interior designers. I mean, a lot of interior designers are females, but it's got nothing, it's not construction. Women are good at that shit, and I like it if they're good at they are good at it. I admit it, they're good at that stuff. They're good at fucking make decorating shit. Oh, the fucking, the wallpaper matches the color of the fucking kitchen bench. I don't know. I don't know how color coding and all that works. I'm not a fucking woman. Have you ever thought, have you ever had those, girls that come into your house and fucking like, and just like make it theirs? If any of you boys out there like just had some chicks just come in and fucking move shit around and pretty much just, oh, that looks shit there. Fucking move it around over here. That looks better now. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna bring my fucking pink bed sheets in. Make this place look a bit prettier. Most of the time the guys don't give a fuck. They don't care about what their place looks like. They care more about function. And that's the difference between us and the ladies. And going back to and women in construction, it's kind of annoying because how many fucking young, able boys are being put out of jobs or have to fucking go for something less? Less as in, I mean, smaller hourly rate, I know these people work as contractors. I don't get it. I really don't. I actually don't know how the traffic control teams work. Cause I'm not in that side. I'm a fucking CA, a contract administrator. I deal with people like this, but I, whatever they do is up to them. You know what I mean? I just get told what we need for a project, and then I administer it. That's it. I negotiate with the quotes, I touch base with the scope of works, but I actually don't know. I don't know actually what they do and how it works. I don't know if you need a degree to become a traffic controller. I don't think you do, but I heard you get paid a fuckload. So they're standing around doing the easiest fucking jobs. Okay, that's fine. It is fine. They can do the easy jobs. We get that. But you gotta understand, in construction, you need to be well able to do a variety of things. In any field, you need to be able, well rounded, and you need to be fucking good at it as well. You can't just do one fucking little thing and then that's it. No, it's not the way the workforce works. All right? For example, you could be good at teaching, right? If you're a teacher, you could be a good teacher, like say a female teacher, she can be a really good teacher. She's taking care of the kids really well and everything. But when she goes to those meetings, the teachers' meetings at 5 p.m. I know they have these things because I know teachers. They need to discuss curriculum. They need to discuss whether they are, matching what the education system wants, the criteria of the education system. They're talking about books, textbooks, what is needed, what the kids should do, in the next few weeks, in the next year, what are the new events, things like that. And most teachers, they don't just teach, they do other shit too. They do a tutoring. Sorry, it's called a tutor, which means they take care of like a, it's like your house. If you've ever went to school, it's like a, you get sorted into houses, right? And then you play sports against each other and shit. They take care of that. You know what I mean? They take care of that. They also take care of sports. You know, a lot of teachers have to coach, you know, they got to coach sport. And if you can't coach, if you can't do any of that, then you're fucking useless. They're not gonna hire you. I know back at my school, a lot of the teachers did cadets, and what were our officers, you know, because they had military background, and that's why they're valuable. So, for example, like you're not valuable if you can just do one thing. You need to be able to do a variety of things. Okay, so going back to the trades, yeah, carpentries, yeah, just carpentry, right? But they need to be able to set out and plan out the process, the construction, you know, the site. They need to be able to manage each other and communicate with each other and all that crap, right? You know, all the work crap. Like, you can't just be fucking good at cutting up, you know, timber, all right? So I think it's a real, it's just a real fucking problem. I've never seen a female do anything but holding up a, like a fucking lollipop lady. Stop, slow. That's it. I never even seen them turn it. Far out. I see a lot of fucking like 5 foot, you know, fucking 50 kilogram girls just like standing around with the boys. Like, she'd be like, there'll be like one or two girls with like fucking five or six other guys. All the guys are wearing fucking like proper construction gear. Like, you know those things that like painters kind of wear, but more construction-y? Like baggy fucking, those baggy like protective shit. The girls are walking around in skinny jeans. What the fuck are you gonna do with that? You gonna fucking walk on a catwalk? Strut around in a, in your fucking new, I don't know what jeans they wear. Fucking Subi jeans. I don't know. Yeah, it's really fucking weird, hey. If they can't physically do shit, then why fucking hire them? You know, these are the people that are supposed to be unloading shit off the trucks. What happens is when they're doing traffic control and all that, they need to get, you know, get to site. So they, you know, they drive there, probably in a team, and then when they get to the job, they come out and they fucking unload the trucks, unload the equipment, but they can't. I bet all the guys do that. I don't know. I don't see them because, you know, they probably start really early. You know what I mean? And they're just fucking standing around getting paid $30 an hour. It's just, I don't know. They're fucking, I don't think they have any interest in construction, man. I really don't. You know? It's it brings me back to also I think I've already mentioned this but long time ago, but as you know that Melbourne Uni is actually offering, and every other uni basically is offering, master's scholarships to girls just for being a girl. So you know those fucking entitlements that Aborigines get because of being Aborigine. And they need more diversity in the workplace, and they need more Aborigines in it. It's like that. It's fucking ridiculous. They're just handing this shit out on a silver platter because they want more girls in. Okay, and get this, the girls don't need a fucking high mark to get in. They don't need it at all. And some of them get money for it because it's a scholarship, right? You get money, you get paid for it. So it's beyond me. It's so fucked. I know people are doing this, Right, I've got a few friends that are doing the master's course, and they're telling me, they're guys, they're telling me that the girls, within a fucking few months into their semester, in their first master's semester, they're getting jobs already. You know? They're already getting jobs. And then they drop out of uni because they got a job. It looks good. They're doing a master's. Oh, so she must be really smart. Oh, yeah. She's doing masters. I don't know if she got it for free or like I don't know if she fucking got it handed out for a silver platter. It doesn't matter. She's a girl and she's doing a masters. Wow, that's impressive for a girl. I must hire her. Fuck that. Seriously, these other guys, like ridiculously able guys. Fucking, I know one of my mates, he's scoring 90. He's averaging like 90, which is ridiculous in engineering. He's telling me that fucking girls who score like barely pass are getting jobs before him and other mates of his. You know? He's got one now, thank God, but you know, that's at the end of his course, which is a 2-year course. That's anyone fucking justify that shit? We're living in a society where your fucking the skin color and whether your and your gender is focused on rather than your skill set, rather than your your experience, rather than your intellectual capacity, rather than your physical capabilities. The fucking it's so fucked up how sensitive we have to be to this shit. You know? What was I gonna say? Something else I forgot to say. Hold on a sec. Women just don't have the biomechanics to run the show. That's as simple as that. Their body structure is different. The muscularity, the density is different. You know, the muscle fibers are all different. Well, they're probably the same, but they're not as like dense and crammed up as ours. You know, their bone structure is even different. You know, they just don't have the physical capabilities. You know, I'm sure some do, but it's not only that, it's also her mentality. A lot of men, we just construction is just a very masculine industry. It's a something that men have, you know, you think women can build the fucking pyramids, you know? Or if you count women nurturing the men's fucking injuries and you know, providing them with water and food. If you count that as building the pyramids, then yeah, they did then. But I don't count it. I count that as just nursing. You know? No, they fucking didn't build the pyramids. They didn't fucking do it. All right? You think they fucking built, you know, all those, the 16th Chapel? You know? The fucking Colosseum? Not a chance. And for some reason they're just not happy. They just want to invade everything that we are dominating in, just to make sure everyone knows that they can be better than us, good as us and better than us. It's all about that. It really is. You know, there are countless times when I've seen women break fucking down at work, at a workplace. You know, whether it was I was in a shop, or I was in customer ser when I was going to customer service desk. Hold on, I'm getting a call. Yeah, sorry about that. Boss just called me. Got in pretty early at work, so I'm doing this podcast. But yeah, it's Thursday morning podcast. 2015, 26th of Feb. Yeah. I was wondering, I think I like, what do you think? You reckon the date before the month, or the month before the date, or the year before everything? Think the best is, yeah, date before the month. Give me a sec. Hold on a sec. I'm just reading this comment here, on a man-woman myth. If you know man-woman myth, he's like from England or the UK. And he's very much enlightened me with a lot of content and information about topics like this. I highly recommend you watching his documentaries. They're on YouTube, obviously, because no one would ever publish his quote bullshit. Anyway, the only women to be found in large amounts in construction are in the field of traffic control, which are known as flaggers, and possibly a degreed woman in management. Yes, that's very true. So that's where I'm kind of heading in, is management. There are a few girls in my degree. There was actually probably about, 15 girls out of like 50 people in my course. Yeah, it was a small course, but it's good if it's more, you know what I mean? Everyone knows each other, and we can all sort of we can it's just a smaller class. It's just a smaller class work better, okay? Honestly, I mean, fucking goddamn lecture theaters with 400 fucking people inside, you're not gonna concentrate as well. Even in a tutor group with people that if there's like 30, if there's more than like 20 people in a tutor group in a tutorial, it's you're not gonna focus well because you got a one teacher trying to take control of like 20 kids. I think it's fucking ridiculous how schools and institutions are like just cutting costs by cramming as many students as they can into one little fucking theater or room. And you gotta fucking cop it. You're the lecturer, you gotta fucking cop it. The lecturers don't even give a shit. They fucking say what they want and they just leave. Most of them don't even ask, does anyone have any questions? You know what I mean? They just fucking leave. It's ridiculous. Goddamn institutions these days. Why can't it be like back in the day, I was watching, that movie, the Stephen Hawking one, and like, their class theaters or whatever, like even in that Indiana Jones movie, Indiana Jones is like an archaeology professor. I can't talk to him this morning. They've got like in their lectures, they've got like 20 people. You know what I mean? Their lectures are basically their tutorials. They're the same thing. It's like a normal, but now they got like fucking like 400. Can anyone justify that shit? 400 people. Anyway, I'm going off traffic. Traffic? I'm going off topic. I'm going off topic. Sorry, I've been saying traffic so much. Oh, sorry about that. Anyway, so they're possibly degreed women in management, right? Placed there by government regulation and dictates. In general, women, judging from the amount of them in construction, have zero interest in the creation of infrastructure. Okay, you know what? That's very true. You just look at the industry and look at how many women are there, okay? You can't say, oh, they're fucking oppressed because there's no women in there. Oh, they're discriminated against because there's no women in there. If there were women in there, then that means they have a fucking motivation or an ambition to be a part of the industry. But because they don't. Initially, they don't. Since the beginning of time, they just never have. If they did in the beginning of time, then it would be filled with women. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta look at the history and the base and the foundation of it. You can't just look at what is, oh, it's happening now. Oh, there's no women in it. Oh, that's horrible. Oh my God, the fucking construction industry is so sexist. Because there were no women in it in the first place. For thousands and thousands of years, there were no women in it. You see, that's reasonable to say, right? Isn't it? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, what can I think? I'm just thinking about an example. Think of an example, because examples are actually a really good way of learning. So, for example, look at the modeling industry, okay? I think there are only like 2 or 3 male supermodels in the world or something like that. Okay, and how many fucking female supermodels are there? Okay, a supermodel means that you're making a certain amount or getting a certain amount of jobs. That's something to do with that. That's what a supermodel is. It's not about being ridiculously good looking. It's just about how much are you actually making or something like that. So there's only like 2 or 3. I know one is like Tyson Beckford and some other white guy. I don't know. But there's like fucking thousands of supermodels, you know, thousands. And then you go and say, oh yeah, but look at the males. There aren't any males in there. You know, that's discrimination against men in the modeling industry. No, it isn't. It's because men have had zero interest, almost zero interest in modeling. There's fucking like 2 or 3. Sorry, there's like 2 or 3 fucking male supermodels. All right, I'm sure there's heaps of male models. Right, but they're not getting jobs. You know, it's the demand for male models is very small. People don't want to fucking see guys. You know, fuck, girls want to see girls. You know what I mean? Guys don't want to see guys. Guys want to see girls too. Everyone just wants to see girls. You know? So, yes, it's very small. And yes, they do exist. The male part of the modeling industry does exist. But it's very minute. It's probably as small as male nursing. You know what I mean? It's probably even smaller. There are tons and tons of female models. They're going to third world countries and recruiting girls from Brazil and shit. You know, and China for modeling now. I know that. There's tons of them. So many. Every girl wants to be a model. Not every guy wants to be a model. Okay? So you can just think of it that way, or you can think of even in nursing or whatever, right? Whatever female dominate, you know, prostitution, you know, you can't just go into the prostitution industry in fucking, you know, in the red light district in Amsterdam, but oh, there's no male prostitutes. Oh, that's horrible. That's discrimination against males. No, it isn't. You know, since the start of time, men didn't want to fucking do prostitute. They want to fucking pay the whore and, you know, to satisfy them. That's fine, you know? That's fine. It's the oldest profession, isn't it? That and fishing. So, I don't see anything wrong with it. And people aren't going to do it anyway because they don't give a fuck about guys. You know,
oh, guys aren't catching up with girls in the fucking hooker industry.
Fucking hell. So you can say the exact same thing with construction. Construction, believe it or not, it's a male-dominated industry. Okay? Why is it male-dominated industry? It's first of all, it started off with actual physical labor, for one. Okay? People were building huts and fucking, you know, shelters, what else they were building? They were building sculptures, statues. That was basically the start of construction. Okay. That was, you know, the foundation of when, you know, when men in, you know, the primal, periods, the primal days where, you know, men were like fucking Neanderthals and shit. I don't know. I don't know evolution. But anyway, when they were back then, they were building stuff out of like rocks and sticks and shit like that. It's because it was physical labor. Okay. And obviously we progressed. Okay. We progressed. Okay. And if you think about it, I don't think the women gave a shit about what the men were fucking They only cared about being sheltered so they can get fucked in it comfortably and raise their kids in it more comfortably. Okay? So shelter was a huge factor into construction. All right? Shelter. All right? After that, our minds progress. You know, we become more intellectual, right? So we start doing other shit. Okay? We start using different materials. We start mixing shit together. Mixing clay together to make bricks, to make blocks. It's all about materials, and men did this shit because it was hard. Mixing stuff was hard. You know, you need a bit of aggregates, water, fucking sand, you know, clay, whatever. However they mixed their blocks, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago, whatever. Tens of thousands of years ago, sorry. And it was physical shit, okay? So if you can think about it, some smart guy, you know, you could call him, I don't know, the materials specialist. He starts, like, you know, inventing different materials. Not inventing it, but, like, you know, inventing the combination, you know, the compounds of different ways, materials. So that they construct things better, you know, maybe it will hold more thermal mass, which means it will hold during hot days, it'll hold the cooling better, and during cold nights, it'll hold in the warmth. You know, that's how it works. That's what thermal mass is. And these guys understood that. They understood that they needed to be warm during the night, and they needed to be cool during the day. Yeah, it's simple. Okay? And so we progressed further than that. They started building bigger buildings. Bigger buildings meant they could start businesses, you know, they could have a bigger family, okay? Because it was all about having family, okay? And women couldn't give a shit about that, all right? Everything was invented by men. Everything. Apart from chocolate chip cookies. Everything was fucking invented by men, all right? That's why we're dominating the industry, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. It's great. Look around you. Everything is constructed by guys. And if you see a girl on the team, she has learnt off some dude. She has, you know, she has been mentored by some dude. If there's a girl on the team, then she's probably doing some easy shit because she's not physically, we all know that. They're not physically strong as us. It's tough stuff, man. I know laborers. I've known many of them, and they get fucked up after one day. They get real fucked up. They say they can't deal with it anymore sometimes. And a lot of them quit. You know, laborers is not easy. I think roof tiling is one of the hardest, and bricklaying is like one of the hardest jobs. And mining, in the fucking mining industry, they're trying to get girls in there as well. It's insane. Mining is fucking difficult, man. Not only that, it's goddamn dangerous. Everything is fucking dangerous. And men deal with that because they're fine with it. They know the risk and the consequences. And women don't want to fucking die for some job that they don't have to do. So what's the point of them doing it? Leave it to the men. You know, I don't see why we have to be so sensitive about this. Let's be realistic, yeah? It's about being realistic and it's about safety. Okay, I'm not fucking letting a chick build my house. First of all, I don't want her to die. You know what I mean? I don't want to get hurt. And second of all, I want it to be built properly. And quickly as well, efficiently. Fucking hell, man. She's walking from her car to the fucking job while she's, you know, texting her friends on the phone or she's doing her nails or some shit. Yeah, there are hard women out there. There are hard and manly and butch women out there. But every single butch woman, there's another fucking guy. There's the average guy is 10 times more stronger than her anyway. Okay? Like, you look at the best sprinters in the world. Best female sprinters in the world. Like, Marion Jones and shit. Even she had to take fucking gear. Like, ridiculously advanced steroids that they didn't even... Hold on a sec. Oh, sorry about that. Anyways, it's far out. I don't really see the point. We have enough young guys who are willing to do the job three times better and more capable, being able to be more well-rounded, more focused as well, you know, instead of women focusing on whether their fucking period blood is dripping down their thighs. It's a liability, man, alright? That's what it is. It's a liability to have a girl on your team. And not only that, it breaks your fucking morale. You know, men work better around each other. Alright. I think I spoke about this before, but they do. Okay, I'm a guy, I fucking know. I fucking know when there's a girl there and she's distracting the fuck out of me. Because she's a girl. You know? And it's just like, okay, well, you know, you look good. You know, I'm a guy. Sorry, you look good. You look hot. And you're distracting me from my work. You know what I mean? It's the same with sports, you know? You know what I mean? And it's just a fucking liability to us as well. We gotta take it for the team. Wait, does that even make sense? No. We gotta sacrifice, you know, our work ethic. Just to sort of be aware that there's some girl around, you know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway, hold on a sec. This is just one of the first industries I'm going to talk about. So it's already been well into 40 minutes. And so construction is first, because it's kind of affects me in a way. There's been a few women that I had to deal with in construction. Most of these women were receptionists and all that, though. or saleswomen. So it's not something, I mean, they can do that. That's fine. They can do that, you know, but like I said, they don't have that application experience, that applicable, you know what I mean? The practical experience. It's kind of like when, you go to uni and you don't learn anything fucking practical. So I find that everything, anything that is learned through practical work is much more efficient than learning it off a fucking whiteboard. So saying that, all these women who you know, who fucking try to sell me all their materials and, you know, and all their jobs, you know, and trying to fucking negotiate with contracts and everything, they actually don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You know, they don't. They only know through the guys, you know what I mean? Like, they only know through, you know, same with me. I don't really know much as well. I have been pretty hands-on in my life. I have fucking built shit. I have done subjects in doing that. I have done laboring, you know, but nowhere near as enough as guys who are doing it from fucking 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. Nowhere near as that. No shit, you know what I mean? So that being said, it's just, you know, it does make sense to have all these women in, you know, they're fucking riding ponies and shit all their life, and then suddenly they go into a trade. You know, what are you going to give? What job are you going to give them? Of course. Oh, fucking course. Every single girl or every single lollipop man I saw was a fucking woman. Okay? It was a fucking woman today. So I saw four of them today, and they're all women. It was so stupid. They had two. They had two women, right? As lollipop women on the same side of the road, yeah? On the fucking same side of the road. Only 5 meters apart. Holding the same sign. The exact same sign. You only need one. That's how fucking retarded it is. You only need one because it's on the same side of the road, and the fucking, it's like the drivers missed the first, and so they need to see the second one or something. Like they're fucking assuming the drivers are blind. No, we fucking see the sign. We see this fucking witch hats and shit around. We know that there's construction going on. There's a huge truck right there with its hazard lights on. All right? And they need to put a second fucking female there because of the fact that she's got nothing to do. Does that make sense? There's two fucking girls on the same side of the road holding a fucking slow sign. They were just leaning on it. You know, they planted that fucking pole on the ground and they were just leaning on it. Bored as fuck. Bored out of their head. They get paid $30 an hour for that shit. Anyway, just think about it, guys. You know, I hope I came out logical and not too fucking crude or anything. But just think about that, because it's our economy, it's our industry. Construction runs everywhere. Without construction, we have nothing, man. You know, we should be thankful for that shit. You know, we should be thankful for all the top fucking architects, all the top engineers, you know what I mean? All the land surveyors, all the trades as well, the people who actually physically facilitate and you know, and actually carry out the works with their bare fucking hands, whether it's operating a machine or manually placing bricks with their bare hands. We should be fucking thankful for that, because otherwise we wouldn't have all this shit. You know, we wouldn't have all these businesses that all the fucking feminists can operate their office in. You know, did you ever think about that, feminists? Think about the fucking houses you live in. You know, most of Melbourne's houses are old, right? They're old houses, especially, you know, in the inner city suburbs, you know, in the eastern suburbs and shit. They're all old houses. Who the fuck do you think built them? The fucking state of irony right there is just unbelievable. Who the fuck do you think built your shit? You know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, fucking people going off racist to, like, Chinese people. And then they're fucking wearing a fucking t-shirt from China. You know what I mean? Or fucking, you know, those fucking hillbilly Australians that just carry around Australian flags. And the irony when they fucking look at the tag and it says made in China. That's just funny to me. You know, it's just funny. All those fucking racists go, oh, you fucking go back to China, you cunt. And then they go, hey man, you want to go eat some sushi? Or you fucking Indian cunt, go get out of fucking country. All right, let's go get some curry, man. You know, like, oh, have you ever had those people? They're fucking so stupid. It's like, dude, without Indians, there will be no fucking curry for you to eat. You'd be eating goddamn fucking sausage sizzles. It's goddamn sausage wrapped around a fucking piece of bread. A fucking slice of bread. It's like the best fucking thing we can come up with. Sausage sizzle. Oh, get this. A piece of sausage wrapped around a slice of bread from Baker's Delight. And get this, but it's been fucking painted on with tomato sauce. Oh, shit. There you go. You can't get any fancier than that. Oh, and get this. Onions. There we go. Onions. Chuck some onions on it. There we go. Now, that's fucking exotic. That's how you make food right there. Nah, I'm just fucking kidding with you. I love sausage sizzles. Seriously, though, is that the fucking best we can come up with? A fucking pie? 4-and-20 pie or whatever it's called? That all the tradies eat and shit? I swear to God, I have not actually seen a fucking tradie eat that. That's goddamn stereotypical. All those man foods out there, like fucking chunky, you know, the chunky chicken in the can and all that. The fucking... Well, that shit cracks me up, man. How there's man food and there's women food. That shit's funny. There's actual foods that's targeted towards a specific gender. You know, fucking men, like, eating fucking, like, tuna out of a can. Everything's canned. Everything's all manly and masculine and, oh, yeah, I'm just fucking gonna fucking rip this fucking lid off and just dig in deep with my fucking fingers. They're fucking eating with their fingers and shit in the ads. And all the female fucking ads are like,
oh, this it's low-fat yogurt, 99% fat-free. Oh, la-di-da.
And everything's white. There's like a white background. And they're in the fucking clouds. And they look like they got angel wings on and shit. And they're fucking eating 99% fat-free yogurt. What else is there? Chocolate and shit. I never seen a fucking ad where a man was fucking, you know, goddamn swimming in like all that chocolate, melted chocolate shit. I've never seen a fucking ad like a fat tradie. Think about a fucking fat tradie just going, oh, this chocolate's so sexy.
Oh my God, that's funny. No, that's sexist. That's so sexist, man. You know, guys like yogurt too.
I like 99% fat-free yogurt, you know? But every time I eat it, I can't help thinking like I'm a fucking, feeling like I'm a fucking bitch. Maybe I want to suck a dick or something, you know? I feel like a fucking fruitcake, you know, eating a little tub of fucking yogurt. Oh, shit. It's so true, though. Every single time I dig in a fucking can of canned chicken or beef or some shit like that, I feel like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking kill this fucking bit. You know what I mean? And you know, like, I've never seen a chick actually eat the dried meat, whatever it's called. Fuck, what's that dried meat called? Jerky? Beef jerky, whatever it is? God, I'd love to see that. You know? It's just not feminine, you know? It's just not feminine. It's funny because women still want to do female shit. Yet they want to fucking be on our level, you know? And they're in the back of their heads, they know they can't, but they just so want it. They're like, oh, I want it. I want to be as good as you guys. I want that. Please. You know, I want to be strong. You know, fucking chicks are like taking steroids these days. Oh, yeah, I got fucking huge calves. I got fucking huge quads. You look at my mass quads.
They got their clit looks like a fucking dick. Yeah, your clit grows when you take steroids, women. So yes, you actually almost turn into a fucking man. A man with a tiny miniature dick. Anyway. Alright, I'm having too much fun, so I better start work. I'm gonna start work now. But you guys hang tight. And this has been a long fucking podcast. I apologize for that. But hopefully you bared with me and took and coupled all my shit. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Especially if you got to this end of the podcast. I will see you guys next week. And again, I apologize
for the lateness. It's been a pretty busy week. Also, remember to check out Man Woman Myth. Like I said, he has some very, very good and kind of sad, depressing videos. If you like that shit, then do it.